Good morning. Start off with, and of course we all know why we come here this morning. It's such a great, great day because, what? He is risen. So, we can all be happy and proud of that and that we follow him. But I do have a confession to make. All week before last, I thought about today's meditation. And like a lot of other human thoughts I've had over my lifetime, I wanted to bring something that was very special on this special day. And guess what? I kept looking, kept searching. Nothing came to me. I picked up this little book that says God's Promises and Answers. Opened the page, and there it was. How can we get away from God's Word when that's what we're here for, is to be in God's Word and to study it and to follow it? So I thought, thank you, Lord. And I've got a few scripture out of this little book that I want to read to you this morning. And not any of my doing, but the Lord's doing, because he led me to the book. And when I opened the page, it says, God's plan of salvation. So that's what these verses go to. So, plain and simple, that's why we're here, because God had the perfect plan of salvation. And he did die Friday and went to the grave. But, again, he rose this morning. So the plan is made complete in that we can be saved, our sins washed away, and we can spend eternity with him. But anyway, I want to read these three or four scriptures, and then we'll take the communion. First one is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to Scripture. Next scriptures from Romans 6. Verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Right, that verse in itself, without God's perfect plan, we'd all be dead, because we're all sinners, and the fact that he is forgiving blood has given us the opportunity for eternal life. Third verse is Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I've had it told in Sunday school class, once upon a time, what would most of you as our parents, what would you say if they ask you to trade your child for that man on death row, or that man that just killed a bunch of people in one of those school shootings? Well, of course, you'd say, no way. But what did God do with his son? He sent him here for all of us, and he died on that terrible old cross. But there again, he rose the third day, and for that we are saved. Next scripture I want to read comes from John 3, verse 17. Usually this is the second verse you hear, but it says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Then lastly, to me, the verse that usually goes first, and we all know it, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So this morning, on this special resurrection morning, please, as we take of these emblems, which represents Christ's body, that we keep it in remembrance, because that's what He told us to do. So, as we take the bread, then the cup as well. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You so very, very much for Your Son that died on that cross, Lord, and the perfect plan that You had from before the beginning of time, that You would save us all by His death on that cross. And Lord, we know that Your plan is perfect, and we just pray, Lord, now that as we've remembered Him, that we would continue to do that, and that we would live more for You and follow Your precepts. And we just pray all these things in Your name. Amen. Amen.